Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
We're at the Major Graffiti coming up. Rules of engagement, don't have your radio on when you call because we'll get a lot of feedback and that'll be bad. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti Studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. Back to the, so I cover the whole St. Clairsville area thing with the scorn and the shunning and everything else. It's not easy being me sometimes. It really isn't. I just, that's just the way it goes. That's all there's to it. All right, so Kent State. Racism, racism, racism. With an interesting angle here with this. I mentioned a little while ago that I saw on Twitter, ex-Twitter now, Elon Musk, the most famous African-American probably in the history of in the history of African-Americans, he is the most famous and certainly the richest by far. No question about it. A lot of people don't realize, look at him and go, he's an African-American? Yes. Elon Musk is an African-American. All right, now, Kent State. Oh, what Elon Musk said. I just read this tweet. That he believes, and he's making a strong case, that there is a plan, there is a move afoot, it's in the works right now, we are actually seeing it play out, for the elimination of a very important racial minority on the planet Earth. That racial minority on the planet Earth is white people. Think about it. There are very few white people on Earth, white people, and I happen to be of the white persuasion, Ekru, I think, maybe eggshell, we're a tiny minority. We're actually a tiny minority. And what Elon Musk is saying is that there's a move afoot by the globalists, which includes the EU and the UN and Soros and the World Economic Forum and the rest, to essentially eliminate white people. And the way that it is being done, he is very specific about this, that all of this mass importation of these third world, near, barely civilized human beings into white countries, Europe, Australia, United States, whatever, is by design to essentially eliminate white people. This is Elon Musk saying this. And because he is saying this, it is my belief that over the next few days and weeks, you're going to be hearing this theme a lot all over the media, the old media, new media, everywhere. You're going to be hearing this a lot because Elon Musk is saying this. And when you look at what the immigration from these third world crap holes into countries such as Sweden and England and Ireland and Australia and all the rest, you can see it's like, oh, my God. And here in the United States, a great example, the Democrats have absolutely no problems when it comes to illegals killing people, especially white people. I mean, there's like no problem with that whatsoever. It's mind-boggling to me. And Elon Musk is saying, well, this is a campaign to eliminate white people. If you've not been following what's going on in England, they have these groups of people. They call them Asians. Asian in England is code for Pakistanis. England is now suffering from their colonial rule over the hundreds of years because they went over there to what is now Pakistan, and now Pakistanis are coming into England in numbers so great that they are running the major cities. They're being elected. There's so many of them. And that's fine if they're citizens, but there are these gangs of Pakistanis. They call them Asian grooming gangs. What they are, I'm not making this up. This has been going on for years. They rape white girls. Yes, Yes, yes. They call them groom gangs or grooming. They're grooming the... No, they aren't. And the judges, you think the judges are bad here and corrupt here and letting them get off with virtually no time or a slap on the wrist? The stories that I've been reading in the UK, and I mean a lot of stories from lots and lots of very reputable news platforms, it is mind-boggling what is going on there. Absolutely mind-boggling. So when Elon Musk is saying that there's a concerted effort to eliminate the white race, pay attention to him. I'm not saying he's right. What the hell do I know? I'm some idiot talking into a microphone. But Elon Musk is a pretty smart guy and pretty successful guy. And he is no holds barred. He's saying, look, this is what is happening here. The same thing that he did when he called out the trans movement. Trans movement took one of his children. Did you know that? When he lived in California, converted one of his children. He never forgave them. This child hates Elon Musk. And he was warning about that as well. Elon Musk, pay attention to what this guy is saying. And yes, white people are a tiny racial minority on Earth. Tiny. Just putting it out there for you. You do whatever you want with it. Kent State. Kent State. There's an a cappella group, and I think a cappella is Latin for they sing, but they don't have any instruments. Too poor to have instruments. Kent State has banned white students from auditioning for certain solos, and they disciplined a longtime member for questioning the race-based policy. Campus Reform is this wonderful organization that is pointing out the wokeness on college campuses, and the hate, by the way. The hate that is on college campuses for Jews, hating Jews, anti-Semitism, and hating anything conservative, the Charlie Kirks of the world and all that. Campus Reform and all the wokeness is really blowing the whistle on them. They're doing a great job. This a cappella group limited certain solos to, quote, people of color, claiming white students would be engaged in, quote, cultural appropriation if they were to perform them. So if you're a white singer, you can't even audition for a role that should be going to a person of color, because that would be cultural appropriation. The student, Mark Phillips, is a 3-year member of the a cappella group's beatboxer, contacted a board member to inquire about how the exclusion of white students aligned with Kent State's anti-discrimination policies. Phillips suggested the limitations seemed at odds with equal opportunity. And, of course, the university suspended him and said, you can make your case in front of us. We'll see if we believe you. And he pretty much said, screw you. This is really interesting, but not in the way that you might think. What Kent State is saying is that if the role is traditionally for, let's say, an African-American or perhaps, I don't know, Asian-American like Madame Butterfly or something. I don't know. I don't know musicals or anything like that. I happen to be heterosexual. Nothing wrong with that. I just don't know musicals. But Kent State is essentially saying that if the role is designed or was written for a black person or a Hispanic person or an Asian person or whatever, then white people cannot audition for those roles because it would be cultural appropriation. That's what Kent State is saying. Okay. But stop and think about this. If that's what Kent State is saying regarding all students, then good luck if you are black or Hispanic or Asian and you want to audition for a role in, oh, I don't know, how about The Music Man or about Oklahoma or 101 other productions that are designed for white people. Is that what Kent State is really saying? Or is Kent State saying, which I suspect, I don't know, that the rules are different for white people. You cannot audition for a role that is supposed to be, was designed for a, minority member, a black or Hispanic or Asian. Okay. But then does the reverse apply as well? That black and Asian and Hispanics cannot audition for roles designed for white people? I don't think it's saying that. I think that there are two sets of rules here. Neither one of them favoring white people, I got to tell you. Now, I can make the argument very easily that there should be no rules regarding racial discrimination of any type when it comes to art, whether it's singing or theater or TV or films or whatever. No rules. In fact, I don't think there should be any rules regarding that, period. If somebody wants to hire a white person to sing a black role, fine. Porgy and Bess. Can you imagine if I could sing, which of course I can't, could you imagine me starring in Porgy and Bess as Porgy? Or for that matter, Bess. That's right, because it also would be gender. Yeah, if I could pull that off, I could be Porgy or I could be Bess, or I could do what Peter Sellers did in Dr. Strangelove, and I could play both. How cool would that be if I could sing? Which I can't. In any event, I have no problem with any of that. Can you imagine a white actor playing Kunta Kinte in Roots? Can you imagine that? Or any white actor playing the black lead roles in A Soldier Story, which is a wonderful film, by the way. I have no problem whatsoever with white people or black people playing roles that should quote, belong to some other race or religion or whatever it happens to be. I just don't care. If you can pull it off, good for you. And if you can't, well, then you just weren't good enough to do it. Self-evident. But this kind of crap, Kent State University saying white students can't even audition for a black role. Does the same apply for black students if it's for a white role? If that's the case, I've got some very bad news for minority students at Kent State. Your options are way limited now. Way limited. So we'll keep an eye on this because, well, that's just kind of what we do here. All right, next. And I do want to get to this homeless story here with the $41,000, but very quickly. The Belmont Buzz. We broke this story. When I say we, it was actually our news director, Karen Fatula, who broke two stories regarding Code Red, the Belmont County fiasco of an emergency alert system. They were down. Nobody told anybody. Everybody was pretty much clueless. Belmont County commissioners. I mean, you're looking at Mo, Larry, and Shemp. And Karen broke the story. Then a follow-up story how all of the information regarding all of our personal information, if we signed up for this Code Red, which is close to 11,000 people in Belmont County, 10,800, and that includes passwords. And so we were going on and on about this, trying to alert everybody in Belmont County, because the local media would not cover this story, even after we shamed the Belmont County commissioners to finally issuing a news release saying, hey, there's a problem here. Local media still wouldn't cover it. Well, finally, the December 3rd edition of the Times Leader, they finally mentioned it because the Belmont County commissioners mentioned it. But there was no reference at all in the Belmont County commissioners meeting that the Belmont County commissioners were going to do anything about demanding that the Code Red company, or the company that took over Code Red, would issue an emergency warning to the 10,800 Belmont County citizens saying, hey, we've got a problem here. Your passwords have been hacked. Everybody knows them. You got to change them. They won't do even that. They won't do even that. It's so pathetic. And then in this same story, I saw Belmont County commissioners approved and signed a contract between Belmont County Department of Job and Family Services and a consultant, Rebecca Safko, for fiscal services related to workforce investment. Rebecca Safko. Turns out, according to the story, she recently retired. She was the Area 51 director, and she recently retired from that position. And now Felton is saying that we're very happy that she's willing to continue working. Safco was required to submit a bid for the position, and he was more than happy to accept it. So after retiring, and you're going to be paying her retirement, you're also now going to be paying her $41,000 a year. How convenient. How convenient. Just never ends in Belmont County. It just never ends. Same thing with the homeless situation or the unhoused. $41,000, more than $41,000 they've spent on this thing, or $43,000. It's an insane amount. We'll talk about that.